Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We have talked many times on the show that we love entrepreneurs. People are innovators, always going, trying to make the world a better place. And the person to my left is definitely that. That is Cody Schmick, of course, the owner of Beer House, Kinkaider, Sideshow Spirits, Howler House. I mean, should I keep going, Cody, yeah, or not? Is it, does the list go on
about,
and on?
That about there? Covers it. That about covers it, yeah.
We had Cody on in late February before the Bachfest event. And I guess, how was that, by the way?
It was awesome, man. I don't know how we always luck out on outdoor events in February, but the weather was absolutely gorgeous. I think we had right around 2,500 people out for that event.
I was there.
Yeah, sold a lot of beer.
I was.
It was a blast.
You should have seen his incredible quote.
What was the quote?
No, I mean coat, not quote.
Oh,
he had a fur coat.
So
he had a fur coat on?
So Bachfest, you know, there's some big ones around the country, but kind of that thing is like you're bundling up for a winter beer fest, right? So yeah. So big fur coats, and there's some crazy apparel that goes along with it. But yeah,
hey Jake,
yes.
So what we got next to us is a man who wears a fur coat and he's making the world a better place.
Yes.
It feels like he has it by the balls.
he's got his beat.
Am I wrong?
He's got his beat for sure. We're just trying to keep up, and we're not keeping up at all.
No, hey. I have no fur coat, and I'm not making the world a better place.
Well, I'll tell you a secret.
It's
faux fur, and it was $60 on Amazon. So.
It looked all real, right. And it looked more expensive.
Maybe I can do this.
I can send you the link.
Well, Linky.
Well, when Cody was on last time, we had learned about the brand new Howler House, which is a comedy club, which is below Beer House.
Yeah.
So tell us about the early stages of that, and also there's events coming up which will really interest people.
So Howler House is our attempt to do a comedy club here in Lincoln. There was one in years past. It's kind of gone away. Comedy, stand-up comedy is one of the fastest growing forms of entertainment. It's bigger than it's ever been today. I mean, I'm 42. I love live music, but I will probably go to a comedy show before I go. We like Brian Callen. Have you, mm-hmm. you guys know Brian Callen?
Heard of him, yeah.
Hung out with Brian Callen last weekend in Norfolk, Nebraska, man. Had a cigar with him.
Really?
He's on Rogan all the time. I mean, this dude's huge, million followers on Instagram. And we talked to him. Part of the reason I went up there is I want him to come play Lincoln. I think he would do really well here. But our first show, it was about a month ago, about 6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. some comedians from the show Kill Tony, which is the biggest comedy podcast in the world, sold that show out. We had two showings, a 6:30 and a 9 p.m. show. So we're going to do it again. Our goal, our team, is we're going to try to knock out a comedy show every month for the year of 2025. If those all sell out, then we're going to expand a little further and hopefully get comedy in Lincoln at least every other week, you know?
Mm.
And I think, you know, the Funny Bone in Omaha, they do a great job, but they're Claire out on the west end of town. They're actually moving to downtown. Us being downtown here in Lincoln, it just makes sense for a comedy club to be in a downtown
address.
Area. Yeah.
What's your address?
So we're at 151 North 8th. So that's where the Beer House corner is. So you know where the oven is, the mill. We're on that other corner there. It's a great corner here in Lincoln. Arguably one of the best. Our rooftop bar is up above, and we do our comedy shows down in the basement below. So we're utilizing this entire building. The folks at Speedway have been great to help us, just kind of expand. We kind of went in there in this very small capacity, and we're a little bit of an infection. We're kind of
okay.
We're spreading. So.
Now, who is the gentleman?
It's a good spread.
Right, it's good.
Who was the gentleman in Norfolk?
Yeah, so District Tap and Table, our friends up there, they started comedy, and I got a shout out to those guys because they're really helping us get the talent and work with the different agents. And he knows the game, right? And so I went up. I've been going up there, and we've seen so many like Tim Meadows up there and Harlan Williams, just some of the greats. And so we've been going up there. He's been selling out shows. I'm just like, man, if Norfolk can sell out comedy shows, why the heck can't Lincoln,
sure.
Right? Norfolk's popping off, though. They're growing all the time. They are really doing cool things. I mean, you go to... I like just going down there for a weekend. There's a little B&B right downtown you stay at, and they got good bars, good restaurants, good coffee. It's great.
Are you... essentially the promoter? Are you trying to lure these acts, or how do you go about getting acts?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, just like with anything, it all comes down to just relationships, right? Okay. And if you can start building relationships with agents and comedians, and it's like it just kind of grows, and it seems to work across the board. And I'm relatively good at building those relationships. So you just got to be there. You got to put in the time. So
now we'll do a giveaway in a little bit,
yeah.
but in terms of the event coming up at Howler House.
Yes.
We had, again, 6 weeks ago, comedy show.
Yeah.
Now, first question, the capacity you can have down there. How many people can fit?
Yeah, so it's bigger than what people think. So we do two shows a night. It's about 150 people per show.
Per show.
So with comedy, you know, you kind of want lower ceilings, obviously lower light. And you want people to be close in proximity.
Okay.
Like you want those tables. You want to have room to breathe, but you want some of those tables because that laughter kind of is infectious and it'll grow as you're close by these other folks. So it's packed in, but it's comfortable. We do a great job. Our team knocks out the service aspect of it.
Good.
You can order food from Beer House up above. We got beer, cocktails. We got something for everybody, some NA options. It's just a great, great event. The comedians that we had in last time, they were like, holy crap, man, you guys are doing this right. They were like, we will come back anytime.
Wow. Hey, that's good.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, that's your first time.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we're really trying to do is as we bring in these comedians that are like semi-celebrity comedians, we're treating them like they're freaking Bret Michaels or something. We're treating them like rock stars. We put them up in a nice hotel, working with Hilton Garden Inn downtown.
Nice.
We have a nice green room for them, and we want them to feel great about this show. We take it very, very seriously, and we want to do it right like a real comedy club does. And these guys, that will spread. And my hope is as these comedians all talk, they go, man, if you're going through Lincoln, Nebraska, you got to play this club.
And so we have the next event is what? Who's going to be there?
Yeah, this
is comedy.
This one's pretty cool. So we got Steve Heitner from the Seinfeld fame.
Oh.
So if you're a Seinfeld fan, I don't know if you remember Kenny Bonilla on Seinfeld. So Kenny was the comedian that loved Jerry. He was always like, Jerry, that's gold. That's gold. That's Kenny Bonilla.
Okay.
Jerry hated this guy, right? In the show. He was a huge New York comedian, like one of the biggest New York comedians of the 90s, just had this breakout. He's been in tons of movies. He's been in King of Queens. He's a fantastic comedian, a true professional. So our show is April 25th. It's coming up in a couple weeks here. So it's a Friday night again. We're going to have a 6:30 p.m. show and a 9 p.m. show. And I brought two tickets to each show that you guys can give away today or whatever this week.
Yeah, very handsome tickets.
Thank you.
Very big time tickets.
Yep.
The Howler House.
It looks legitimate.
Yeah.
It is legitimate.
Yeah.
Very legitimate.
Photo of Steve Heitner on here. Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.
So that's
the Howler House.
That's the 25th.
Also,
you have another event coming up the next day.
The next day. Yeah, so we're stacking.
Because Cody's always busy. We know that. He never slows down, which is great.
Yeah, so just real quick, you can go to beerhousene.com or you can just Google Howler Comedy Club, and it'll be the first up there. So the next event, next day, Saturday, April 26th, there's a local band called The Wildwoods. I say local because they originated here, but these guys are touring all over the country and all over the world. Noah and Chloe started this band 10 years ago, and they were one of our first bands to ever play at Kinkator Brewing in Broken Bow, and they've played hundreds of shows with us over the years. Well, they're releasing a new album on that day, April 26th, and we're doing a really fun whiskey rooftop show. So we're building their own custom whiskey for the Wildwoods that their fans can get. Sweet. And then we're going to do this really kind of cool, intimate show on the rooftop. 150 tickets on that. I just looked. We're at 122 sold. So if you want to get part of that Wildwoods release show, once again, go to beerhousene.com. N-E like Nebraska. Beerhouse is spelled German. BIERHAUSNE.com. Or you could just Google us. But the Wildwoods show, I'm guessing, will sell out by the end of today. So if you guys want to join us.
Jump in there now.
Yep. What time is the show at again, Cody?
Yeah, so this show is at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
If you're VIP, you get the whiskey bottle, you get a copy of the album, and you get to come in an hour early while the band's doing sound check and they're going to play a couple songs. And then the rest, everybody else, the doors will open at 5:30. The show will start promptly at 6 with an opener. And then the Wildwoods will finish up the show.
Think about this for a second. You could go watch comedy at the Howler House, Below Beer House, Friday night, the 25th, and then come back the next day and watch a great concert.
Right. Yeah.
With only 100, you know, and not like an overly packed crowd.
Right.
You feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like it's your concert, basically.
You know, my dad slammed in my head, if you're going to take somebody's money, you got to give them their value. And so we really want to make sure that if you guys buy a ticket with us and you take a chance, and I know you can spend your hard-earned money anywhere, if you buy a ticket at one of our events, we want you to walk away with a great memory saying, God dang, that was a fun night. So we're just trying to bring cool stuff to the Haymarket, man, really, at the end of the day.
This is the only comedy club in Lincoln.
So there is some groups.
Yeah.
This is the only comedy club that's just a comedy club, right?
Okay. Yeah.
There's some other groups that are doing pop-ups, some great comedy shows around
God
the city.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And the last thing we want to talk about today is some legislation.
Legislative update. So if you've been following this at all, LB 113 was a bill that we put together, the Nebraska Distillers Guild, and we brought a bill to the legislature this session that gives some self-distribution rights to spirits. I know this is kind of most people, this is my whole world. Most people don't even know that this stuff
exists.
It's not
on a lot of people's radar.
It's not.
Right.
But it's important, though.
Yes.
It's so important because here's the deal. Like, if you just have these big groups that are delivering big pallets of whatever product it is, the consumer choice goes down. And so what we're really trying to do is give small craft distillers an incubation period that they can grow some new products and throw some things out there and see if it works and see if it sticks.
Okay.
Like, we're releasing a whole new line of liqueurs, like high-end liqueurs, in the next couple of months. The distributors probably aren't going to take those right out of the gate because we have to grow the brand. We have to grow the demand. So what this bill allows us to do is not go through a distributor, go directly to a retailer or a bar or a restaurant or whatever and say, hey, this is my product.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in buying it? And we're limited by the amount of gallons. So last year we had the way the law sits right now is 500 gallons. We pushed it to 3,500 because last year we literally pushed up against that and my guys had to stop selling, which sucks for a small business. You know, I'm paying the people to be there.
Right.
The customers want the product and I had no path to give it to them.
Yeah.
The other piece of this bill is adding location licenses. So our group is maxed out. Most people, once again, don't know this, but we get 5 licenses. We asked for 5 more. They whittled us down to 8, so we got 3 more. Yesterday was the third reading. Got 33 votes. Met with the governor yesterday. I'm very hopeful he signs it either this week or early next. We're going to have a big party on the rooftop next Wednesday night to celebrate this because this is a big deal for us and our company and the industry as a whole. And because of this, I think that craft distilling will explode in the next 10 years just like craft brewing has exploded in the previous 10.
Okay.
We need this. We've got better corn, better water, and better climate for whiskey than Kentucky. Let's grow better whiskey. So that's what this bill is all about.
You know what we're sitting next to here?
I told you, he's an innovator.
No, you don't. No, and a visionary.
He's a pioneer also.
We're sitting next to a visionary with a fur coat.
And he got online.
Yeah.
You can
for
get
$60.
It looks like it's $1 million. You got it for 60.
He's
that's well played
60
by
bucks,
you.
Bro.
You have a lot of pressure on you to wear a fur coat and make the world a better place and be a visionary.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can do it. Once again, he's Cody Schmick with Beer House, Kincaider, Howler House, Sideshow Spirits. For the tickets, once again, how do people get those tickets for the comedy show and the concert?
So Beer House, N-E-B-I-E-R-H-A-U-S. That's the German spelling of Beer House. BeerHouseNE.com. Or if you just go to Google and just put Howler House Comedy, it'll come up right away. The Wildwood show is actually on that same website, so you can get the tickets for both of those, both places. If you're interested in Wildwoods, I would get them by this weekend. They're going to be sold out. Howler House, we still have some seats left for both the early and late show. And we're going to give away a few of these today. I think you guys can. I don't know how you guys give away stuff. Call in or what?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Old school.
Next segment. How about
I love
that?
It. Yeah. I love it.
He's Cody Schmick. And once again, by the way, it's going to be 70 degrees today. Go to the rooftop today at Beer House. Go right at noon on Fridays.
Today we are open at 3 on the rooftop, noon down at Beer House.
Okay. Yep. Perfect way to wrap up your Friday.
That's right.
Go to Beer House today. Check it out. Cody, always great stuff.
Thank you,
we'll
guys.
See you
Thank
next
you.
Month.
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.